It has jumbled up the SoCon standings, and we'll talk now with Wofford head coach Dwight Perry and get to the standings after this. But, Coach, I guess I'll just simply start with, what was your message to your guys after trailing big at the half and then coming back and fighting all the way back in the first 5 minutes and tying the thing up?
Yeah, you know, first, obviously, a credit to VMI. They're a good team. They're well coached. You know, for us, the biggest thing was we just had to play with the right mentality. You know, we did not start the game with the right mentality. There was nothing. We switched up schematically. We just made better decisions. We made the right choices. And we obviously cut into their 16 to 18 point lead, their 16 point lead at halftime, you know, rather quickly in the second half. But you can't spot a good team, home or away. You can't spot a good team, a 16 point lead at halftime, you know, and feel great about coming back on that. You know, it's, you have to play perfect basketball. And for the first half of the second half, we did, but it caught up to us. We had our chances. We didn't sustain, you know, that defensive mentality and the simple plays on offense the latter part of the second half. But I thought we really lost the game in the first half with how we execute and how we guard it.
Dwight, is this less about schematics and X's and O's and what guys are doing or not doing on the floor? Is it more about, I just want to and desire and sticking to your principles at this point?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on a desire. Our guys care. Our guys care at a high level. But, right, like, there's a level of care that's appreciated, but even past care, there has to be a level of focus and attention to detail that you have to sustain at this level. And the reality is we got off to a really good start the first part of – the first half of Southern Conference play, because we were doing those things on both sides of the ball. And the reality is, when you start to have success, now teams are prepared for you more. Now teams are circling you on the calendar. And you have to handle that appropriately, and you have to handle it the same way that led you to success to begin with, which is having a one-play mentality and sustaining that simplicity but aggression and focus and attention to detail on both sides of the ball.
What do you want to see out of your team the next couple of days as you prep for UNC Greensboro?
A response. You know, we responded in the second half, but it wasn't enough and it was too late. And so the reality, I told our team in the locker room after the game, listen, you got two options. This is a form of adversity. You know, there's no mistaking. We lost a game. We had every chance to win, and we didn't do it. And, again, that's not to take away anything from VMI, but the reality is this is a form of adversity. So you can either, right, splinter and fracture and feel sorry for yourself, or you can get closer and figure out solutions and be about fixing the problem. Those are the only two options. And if you're really committed to doing what Wofford basketball is about, there's really only one option, and it's fixing the problem and having the right mentality starting tomorrow morning when you wake up.
We know you guys are up to the task. Dwight, we appreciate the time, and we will see you up the highway on Saturday at UNC Greensboro. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Dwight Perry joining us post-game. And, Tom, those words resonate. They words resonate, because if they don't resonate, you're